Well, it's been wonderful to worship the Lord through music and song, hasn't it, this morning? Absolutely. Little foretaste of what's coming in the kingdom of God, when people from all tribes and all places and all tongues will worship the Lord Jesus Christ, and from all across the centuries as well. It's even better than what we've experienced this morning. You pull out that little handout that you were given. I just want to run through that again with you, just as a final hurrah from me in this series. Please do take it home and study it from time to time. It's our roadmap moving forward into the next chapter that God has for us as his people in this part of the world. Now, God's vision for the local church is simple. It's that we make his glory known to those around us, that we help them see the significance of God through our lives. Articulating it in a different way is to articulate it as our passion, right? That God has entrusted into our care the responsibility of not just loving him, but loving those around us. And that when we love those around us, we actually tell him, I love you, God. That passion and that vision gets rearticulated as well in the scriptures as mission, God's marching orders to his people. Putting shoes, as it were, in on the message that he's entrusted into our care. And so when we belong to the family of God, you've been adopted into the family of God. That's remarkable. Not so that you sit in a place once a week and enjoy good music and hopefully good teaching of the Word of God, but so that you participate and you contribute to the family of God. There is no greater community amongst all of humanity than the people of God. When you grow in Christ's likeness, when you mature to become more like Jesus Christ, what you're telling God is, I want the significance, the weight of your glory to be displayed through me. And that can't happen unless I look like Jesus Christ. When you serve as he's called us to serve, which is always hard, which is full of frustrations, but when you serve as he has enabled you to serve, we proclaim the glory of God. And then as you go out into the world and live out the gospel and proclaim the gospel as he's called us to do, then other people get to hear of Jesus. Other people get to hear that the forgiveness of sins is available, that God has made a way for all people to join into his community and enter into the kingdom of God one day and experience God. When we do all of that, we truly are worshiping the Lord. That's why, if you see it at the bottom of that little handout, you've got vision equals passion equals mission equals worship. We want to be a community that worships God, that submits to him, that obeys him, that rises from that with a desire to serve him, proclaim him. One of the ways that I've tried to help you understand, I hope, over the last few months, that you're part of a great plan that God is unfolding in history, is that we're members of a community of believers that have been here walking the earth long before we ever arrived. That we're part of a family that's ancient and yet also modern and global. And one of the things I want you to understand, too, is that we've inherited beautiful traditions. And one of those comes right from the Lord in the Gospels. It's the celebration of the Lord's Supper, communion. It's a beautiful tradition that the church has celebrated in order to reflect upon what God has done for us through Christ, and also to proclaim through that participation in communicating that he is coming again. So this morning, we want to celebrate communion. We're going to do it a little bit different. In a few moments after I pray, the servers are going to come, and they're going to serve you communion. You're going to pass these plates row by row, and on the plate you're going to see that there are two cups stacked on top of one another, just there together, little stack. They're doing their own together is better for our communion this morning. I want you to pick one of those little stacks. One of the cups has a little wafer, the other cup has the juice, and of course they speak of the body and the blood of Christ. And as the choir sings over us, and as the music plays around us, I want you to, at some point, in prayer and personal reflection, just take communion yourself. You're not going to be prompted by me to take it. Take it on your own when you feel led, as you enjoy some time with the Lord. A little after that, Alan's going to come forward and he's going to invite us all to stand and sing. And if you're ready to stand and sing at that point, please stand and sing with the rest of your brothers and sisters. If at that point you're still not ready, you haven't taken communion, that's fine. Just stay seated. And when you're ready, stand and join in the worship of God in light of what he's done through his Son. You know, in 1 Corinthians 11, the Apostle Paul instructs us on what we're doing this morning. Communion is an act of remembrance. If you remember from just last week, to remember is to worship God. And so communion is another expression of our worship to God. We're remembering what God has done for us through Jesus Christ, that his death on the cross paid for your debt of sin. And so when we take of that bread and when we drink of that cup, we're remembering that because of what he did, I'm set right with God. The future is glorious in the kingdom of God as a result of that. Let me read you what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11 and let him do the explaining. Paul says this, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you." The Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Would you bow your heads and pray with me? Almighty God and Heavenly Father, we are so grateful to you for what you've done in history, for what you've done in humanity, for what you've done through sending our Lord Jesus Christ. We eat this bread this morning and we drink from this cup this morning in worship, in remembrance of what you've done, in remembrance of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the broken body and the blood shed on the cross that pays for our sins, and that satisfies your righteous wrath on us. In a few moments, we will eat and drink, and we want you to hear our hearts express gratitude to you in worship. But we also do it as an act of proclamation, as an act of joy, as an act of hope, that one day our Lord Jesus Christ is going to return. And we look forward to that day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.